Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 12th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Next week is shaping up to be an extraordinarily busy and significant period for the global financial and digital asset industries, with four major conferences occurring simultaneously across three continents. The Futures Industry Association, or FIA, will host its annual expo in Chicago, bringing together key players in the derivatives and futures markets. Concurrently, the CME Group's prestigious Global Financial Leadership Conference will take place in Naples, Florida, attracting top executives and thought leaders in the financial sector. On the other side of the world, Kuala Lumpur will host the World Federation of Exchanges, or WFE, their 63rd General Annual Assembly and Annual Meeting, organized by Bursa Malaysia. This event is particularly noteworthy as it will feature several high-profile attendees who have previously participated in the FIA Expo, including Thomas Book from Deutsche Börse AG, Jorge Alegria of Bolsa Mexicana de Valores, Tim Brennan from S&P Dow Jones Indices, and Boon Chai Lo of Singapore Exchange, who also serves as the chairman of WFE. Meanwhile, in New York, Benzinga's Future of Digital Assets 24 conference will convene at Convene, featuring an impressive lineup of 71 high-level speakers from the digital asset world. This event highlights the growing importance and mainstream acceptance of digital assets in the broader financial ecosystem. The concurrent timing of these events presents both challenges and opportunities for industry professionals. While it may create scheduling conflicts for some, it also reflects the dynamic and multifaceted nature of today's financial landscape. The diversity of topics covered across these conferences, from traditional futures and derivatives to emerging digital assets, illustrates the rapid evolution and convergence of various sectors within the global financial industry. This busy week serves as a testament to the industry's resilience and adaptability, especially in the post-pandemic era where in-person events are making a strong comeback. It also provides a unique opportunity for cross-pollination of ideas between traditional finance and emerging technologies, potentially fostering innovation and collaboration across different segments of the financial world. On November 16, 2024, and December 14, 2024, NYSE, NYSE American, NYSE ARCA, NASDAQ, and Cboe BZX will conduct coordinated tests of contingency closing procedures to prepare for potential marketplace disruptions that could prevent the primary listing exchange from holding a closing auction. If an exchange identifies a technical issue before 3 p.m., it will designate an alternative exchange, such as NYSE ARCA, in the November 16th test to conduct the closing auction for its listed securities. If a disruption occurs after 3 p.m., the official closing price will be determined using the VWAP from the last 5 minutes of core trading hours. Ken Griffin, founder of Citadel, donated $10 million to the Perez Art Museum Miami, known for its focus on African, Caribbean, and African American art, Bloomberg reported. Following political wins in the recent election that included defeating marijuana legalization in Florida and securing a Republican Senate majority, Griffin, who recently moved to Miami, praised the museum for fostering unity. The donation announcement came during the museum's annual gala, where Griffin's name was added to a central gallery. Griffin's philanthropic efforts in South Florida include supporting healthcare, education, and community projects. The event raised $1.5 million for education, with museum founder Jorge Perez playfully suggesting Griffin's art collection could fill the museum's, quote, unquote, empty walls. As a Purdue University alumnus and Boilermaker, I have suffered through many losing football seasons and bad coaches. There was one thing to look forward to each season, an Indiana University football team that was just as bad or worse than Purdue's. However, this year, Purdue has one of the worst teams in all of college football. The Boilermakers were just clobbered by number 2 rated Ohio State last week, 45-0, after losing to number 1 rated Oregon 2 weeks ago, 35-0. There have been some closer games, like a shootout with the University of Illinois, a 50-49 loss in overtime. But we also got our butts kicked by Notre Dame, 66-7. On November 30th, right after Thanksgiving, Purdue will play Indiana University for the old Oaken Buchan game, most likely end up with very large splinters in new places where we sit. Indiana is one of the best teams in the country this year, currently ranked number 5. That is such news that it prompted the Wall Street Journal to write about them in a story titled, "The Unbeaten Indiana Hoosiers Are College Football's Surprise Sensation," with the subheadline, "And no, I'm not just saying that because they beat Michigan." Head coach Kurt Cignetti has the Hoosiers scoring at 10-0. Ohio State looms. Luckily, this game comes after Expos, so FIA's Walt Lukens Hoosier gloating will be somewhat restrained. Joe Schroeder has a blog post titled, "Have the odds for new exchanges to be successful improved?" He writes that historically new exchanges have struggled to succeed in established markets, often facing poor odds against incumbents. However, Schroeder suggests that recent developments such as advancements in trading technology, new instruments, and regulatory changes have improved their chances. At the recent FIA quarterly ETD review, Will Ackworth's third quarter 2024 volume report highlighted how no single company controls over one-third of options volume, with retail trading adding significant participation. Newer exchanges now focus on innovations like fractional trading, tokenized assets, and event-based trading rather than relying on established players to drive volume. Additionally, the DTC has shown openness to tokenization, accelerating potential adoption for core markets. As regulatory frameworks grow more accommodating, Schroeder believes that the ability to lead innovation and manage governance will be crucial for exchanges aiming to succeed in the evolving market landscape. Here are the headlines from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. ICE Futures Europe to launch long EU bond index future in December. Raffeisen latest to sign with Cernova for derivatives clearing. The cross-asset efficiency advantage. FOW launches FOW Professional, single solution for futures and options reference data and market insights. Analysis: European active account reforms could fragment liquidity, SIBO. And LCH adds Commerce Bank to Forex Clear as clearing members. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were, "Is Chicago's Don Wilson the smartest man in trading?" from the Financial Times. Second was, New Titans of Wall Street, an FT series from the Financial Times. And then third was Post-Election Volatility Crush Has Options Trader Chasing Rally from Bloomberg. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. FIA Forum Tokyo 2024 held at JPX. Together with FIA and FIA Japan, OSE successfully hosted the FIA Tokyo Forum on October 10, 2024 at the Tokyo Stock Exchange. The event welcomed over 220 event attendees representing more than 100 companies. The program opened with remarks from Mr. Nakaso, chairman of FinCity Tokyo, and Mr. Yokoyama, president and CEO of OSE. These introductions were followed by two engaging panel discussions and an insightful address by Mr. Ito, commissioner of the Financial Services Agency. During the panel discussions, industry leaders from global exchanges and brokerages shared their perspectives on the Japanese market and their development plans. They also explored practical applications of OSE's recent innovations in the interest rates market, including the newly launched 3-month TONA futures. Mr. Kazuhisu Kakazaki, executive officer of OSE Tokam, joined a panel to discuss JPX's product advancements. He highlighted developments such as the 3-month TONA futures, Tokam electricity futures, and the revival of the single stock options market. For further details, refer to a link in today's JLN. Here's a press release from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies launches TT accreditation program. Trading Technologies International, Inc., or TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, today announced the broad introduction of an industry-first certification program, TT Accreditation, providing traders and administrators with comprehensive online, self-paced training modules to achieve certification in various aspects of the TT platform. Accreditation can serve to improve trading capabilities by enhancing the user's understanding of the platform's functionality, enabling them to optimize TT's tools, strengthen their credentials, and fortify their understanding of compliance requirements. Trading institutions such as proprietary trading firms, banks, brokers, hedge funds, and energy and commodity firms, as well as individual retail pro-tail investors can leverage the program to ensure users are following proper protocols and demonstrating proficiencies in the use of the platform. My comment. I always thought a pro-tail investor was a floor trader with some paper stuck to the back of his shoe as he walked around a messy trading floor. Here's another story. This one is from Raiffeisen Bank International via Finextra. Raiffeisen Bank International upgrades exchange-traded derivatives clearing capabilities with Cernova Financial. Raiffeisen Bank International has selected Cernova Financial, Cernova, their unique clearing solution for exchange-traded derivatives, or ETD. This partnership enhances RBI's capacity to clear ETD transactions, providing significant operational and cost efficiencies for clients globally. Cernova's deep expertise and cutting-edge technology will enable RBI's Group Prime Services division to improve risk management, transparency, regulatory compliance, and streamline operations of its ETD business. RBI will now be able to offer more seamless, secure, and scalable clearing processes for this segment. Quote, "Our clients expect the best clearing solutions, and Cernova provides this. Together, we are strengthening our clearing capabilities and enhancing the overall user experience. We are confident that this partnership will bring long-term value and growth to RBI and our clients," said Christian Gebberth, Division Group Head, Prime Services at Raiffeisen Bank International. My comment. Back when I named my electronic trading brokerage operation at the Price Futures Group, the Electronic Trading Division, or ETD, it seemed the acronym ETD was not in use for exchange-traded derivatives. But then it just exploded. I was crowded out in more ways than one. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Elon Musk-loving day traders are sweeping speculative markets. Elon Musk's day trading fan club is on a buying spree in some of the most speculative parts of the market, from the joke cryptocurrency Dogecoin to a controversial closed-end fund that counts SpaceX among its key holdings, all in hopes that Donald Trump's election will realize more animal spirits. Destiny Tech 100 Inc., ticker DXYZ, which holds shares of private market unicorns like SpaceX and Sam Altman's OpenAI, has already surged roughly 280% over the past week since Trump recaptured the presidency, data compiled by Bloomberg show. The rally triggered by multiple volatility halts Monday and sent its shares up as much as 38% after a 64% jump Friday. Meanwhile, Dogecoin was up nearly 20% in Monday trading amid a broad crypto rally. My comment, they love Musk because they love volatility, and he is Mr. Volatility. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was New Titans of Wall Street, an FT series from the Financial Times. Second was the story within that series titled, Is Chicago's Don Wilson the Smartest Man in Trading? Yes, he is. Third was The Mighty German Bund is Losing Its Benchmark Shine, an opinion piece from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, ICE to start first EU bond futures trading next month. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. plans to launch a futures contract for the European Union's bonds next month, a move that could eventually aid trading volumes in the bloc securities. The derivatives will first trade on December 9th, subject to regulatory approval, according to an ICE notice to clients dated Friday. The futures reflect movements in the ICE 8 to 13 year European index, it said. It's a welcome development for the EU, which has touted a futures market as a way of boosting trading in its debt. While futures are often preferred by investors given they tend to offer better liquidity, it's far from guaranteed that the newly launched contract will attract sufficient volumes. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, UK to trial sales of blockchain-based gilts within 2 years. Labour embraces use of digital debt in UK's financial markets. Reeves to announce plan in Mansion House speech Thursday. The UK plans to begin issuing digital gilts within the next 2 years as the government latches on to technology it's been slow to embrace. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is expected to announce a digital issuance trial in her Mansion House speech to the City of London on Thursday, according to people familiar with the matter. Chancellors traditionally use this forum to announce policies to support the financial industry. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Headline, The Wall Street CEO raising his hand to run Trump's economy, transition team co-chair discussed himself overseeing policy. Uncertainty raised over his business if he moves to Washington. The text to Elon Musk, a picture of giant scissors. Musk's text back, a picture of a sword. The person on the other end, Howard Lutnick, Wall Street billionaire, MAGA believer, and the head hunter-in-chief to Donald Trump, the next American president. Me, Elon Musk, and Trump are going to figure it out, Lutnick, head of brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald LP, told a podcaster shortly before Trump staged his comeback for the ages on Election Day. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. We thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Thank you.